The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Cagle, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I have, Mr. Chair, and I would move the adoption of the minutes for May 1st.
Representative Cagle moves the minutes from May 1st, 2025. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Next item is the calendar for the day. We're proposing calendaring one bill for the calendar for Wednesday, May 7, 2025, House File 2442 ACOM. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Wednesday, May 7th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion? Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to add House File 47, Senate File 908 to the calendar for the day. This is a bill that I'm the chief author of, and it is on the general register, and it's ready. We have an agreement in place that has been brought by all the parties to help provide some certainty for broadband installation, and specifically, it's imperative that we do this now because one of the key components of the bill, Mr. Chair, is delaying essentially the training requirement for the installers who work within the metro communities to January 1st of next year rather than the current July 1st deadline for this year. And in essence, Mr. Chair, if we refuse to take action here in the very short term, one of the biggest challenges is that metro communities will cease to see their broadband installations happen this very summer because those workers are going to be taken off the site for this purpose. So this is something that has been negotiated. This is something where there is a broad agreement about by all of the people involved, and it's important that we move this forward and put it on the calendar for the day for Wednesday this week. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Schultz. Just to clarify your motion, the Senate File
908.
908, and are you proposing to take the Senate language?
I am, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And this bill was, just for the record, on a proposed calendar that we sent to the DFL, and it was not agreed to between the co-chairs of the committee. But so Representative Schultz's motion. Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, this was, as you mentioned, on the proposed calendar for Wednesday, and it was not agreed to because this is also traveling in the jobs budget bill. The hope is that you won't have to wait very long, Representative Schultz. We only have a couple of weeks left in session, and the hope would be that we're calendaring all budget bills later this week. And so hopefully this will be included in the jobs budget bill. I plan to check in with the chair today. But if we do proceed for a vote, I'll ask my members to vote no and ask for a roll call.
Thank you, Representative Long. Any further discussion? Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, it's just really important. I mean, not only am I the chief author of this bill, but at the same time, I also sit on the Workforce Development and Labor Committee, which, oh, by the way, we didn't even get the chance to see our bill through our committee before, you know, and we don't even have a bill to even look at, to even say. I mean, certainly I have advocated for it to be included in that supposed budget bill, but this just underpins the point. Metro communities will not see installation for broadband, whether that's to serve those who are unserved or assist those who are underserved, if we do not get this put into law as soon as absolutely possible, which is why it's best if we move this on a bipartisan basis like this bill is right now and move it as quickly as possible, especially considering that we have the ability, we have the time to do this work on Wednesday. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I encourage a green vote.
Thank you, Representative Schultz. I also don't understand why this couldn't be passed by us on the House on Wednesday. It passed unanimously in the Senate, and so I would support the motion. A roll call has been requested. The clerk will take the roll on Representative Schultz's motion to add Senate File 908 to the proposed calendar, and the chair votes aye.
Co-chair Long?
No.
Vice Chair Engen?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hollins?
No.
Representative Coulter?
No.
Representative Frederick?
No.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Jacob?
Jacob, yes.
Representative Jordan?
No.
Representative Cagle?
No.
Representative Nash?
Yes.
Representative Purcell?
Purcell, no.
Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Representative Scott?
Aye.
Representative Steer?
Aye.
Representative Zelenzikar?
Zelenzikar, aye.
There being 8 ayes and 8 noes, the motion does not prevail and the proposed calendar is not amended. Any further discussion on the calendar for the day? Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's disappointing to see that we can't move on something that is so bipartisan, that there are members on all sides of the aisle who support that bill. I will just say for the record, this was the next vote that you all took. If you voted no, to support Elon Musk.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of, I renew my motion for the adoption of the calendar for the day. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay.
No.
The motion prevails and the calendar is adopted. Under Rule 3.33, there is a pre-filing deadline for this bill. That concludes our agenda for today. The meeting is adjourned.